Or here in Des Moines this week for World Food Prize activities. And we're going to talk with the head of trait research and development for Bayer Crop Science, and a wheat expert, we might add, Catherine Fouillet. Catherine, talk about what you're doing here at the World Food Prize event.
So tomorrow I'm a member of a panel to discuss about wheat and rust diseases, but globally about, you know, what the role of industry in wheat research. So I will exemplify what we are, our ambition are for crop science.
And I also understand that you're also going to be talking about the need for more research and development, more investment in wheat research.
Yes, definitely. You know, so as I mentioned, I'm coming from the academic world where I have, for the past 20 years, seen how few investment there was in wheat, and wheat is a very big challenge by itself to work on. So we need more investment, but to have more investment from industry in particular, we need to have wheat as a good crop to work on, you know, and that has value. So we need to be able to capture value with wheat, which is not the case at the moment. And so we are in a kind of a vicious circle that there is not enough investment, therefore we don't make enough progress, and there is no sensitivity to invest. So we have to break this circle, and Bayer Crop Science has a very strong commitment in breaking this circle and making wheat a profitable crop.
Okay, you mentioned wheat's a difficult crop to work with. Why is that?
So it's difficult because for my business, which is to identify genes that are underlying key agronomic traits, the genome of wheat is extremely big. It's 5 times bigger than the human genome. It has not been completely finished to sequence yet. So I'm part as well of the International Wheat Genome Sequencing Consortium, which is a international public-private consortia. And so we are working hard on that because the sequence is very important to get to the genes. But at the moment, we have this difficulty that, unlike rice, corn, cassava, you know, millet, other crops, we do not have a genome sequence, and we are not that efficient to get there. And why we don't have a genome sequence, it's very difficult because, in fact, you don't have one wheat genome, you have 3 wheat genomes that make it very complicated to identify the genes.
Wheat is such an important staple in so many diets around the world. Why is it not being taken more seriously or looked at more seriously?
Well, because it was difficult to work on, you know. So there have always been, you know, a regular effort based, you know, in the public research on breeding and these activities, but there have never been a push like you have seen in other crops because of this profitability we discussed about. You know, farmers can replant their wheat seeds, so it's difficult to create a business based on that. And so with not enough investment, we didn't make enough progress, you know, in the past year. So to me, it's still as well a question that I ask why there is not more investment, because it's, you know, nourishing 30% of the population. So it's very important, but it's because of the difficulty. So the scientific community had the tendency as well to focus on what is easy to do, and wheat was definitely difficult to do. So the wheat community is much smaller than the model crops, for example.
Obviously, farmers we want more yield, but what are the other characteristics, things that you're looking to improve?
So that's one as well of the complexity of the wheat improvement compared to other crops like corn. Corn is only about yield, but in wheat you constantly have to keep the yield, keep the quality, because if you increase yield and you lose the quality, then, you know, your end users are not happy. So farmers should be happy with yield. You have to protect as well the crop against diseases. There are some fungus that are producing toxins, so you want as well, you know, from a safety standpoint, to have a good product. So you have to at the same time breed for quality, yield, disease resistance, abiotic stress tolerance, because wheat is grown in so many different areas, so it's growing as well in areas where there is not a lot of rain. So all of that makes it as well more complex. So it's complex because you have to breed for everything at the same time.
Bayer Crop Science has stepped up its wheat research program. Now, is this something that you've been doing for quite a while, or is this a fairly new effort?
It's fairly new for Bayer, so it has been starting 5 years ago. And now it's really ramping up. So it has been starting by buying, the germplasm to increase our breeding program. Then there are breeding stations that are now, you know, have been established. 7 new breeding stations just dedicated to wheat. And now we have a major research program as well on yield, you know, what we call crop efficiency. only dedicated to wheat as well. And so the commitment with all of these efforts, there is as well a lot of efforts in crop protection, you know, looking for fungicides, for wheat rust, for example. And so if you count all of that, it's more than 120 million per year for the next 10 years. So I mean, Bayer will commit more than 1 billion euro for wheat research in the next 10 years.
Where are you at on the product pipeline then in bringing new wheat products?
So well, it will be a stepwise effort. So we think our first varieties, you know, will first be released probably the next 5 years. We will have first varieties. Then we are working as well on a hybrid wheat strategy. So we foreseen as well, you know, hybrid wheat as a way to capture value. And then we are exploring all the technologies, including GM wheat, that would come then later on as well. So this is, we want to have all the possibilities on the table. So we foreseen, you know, products one after the other in the next years.
How far away are we from GM wheat?
Well, technically, we could have it tomorrow. I mean, now what we have to find is the right product for that, because if things can be done by breeding, there is no reason to go the GM path. So we have as well to find, you know, what is the trait that is really needed and that only GM can do. So we have, you know, to look at all of that in a holistic way, you know, and not just GM is not the only solution, but we know how to do GM wheat. That's not a technical problem.
And of course, consumer acceptance of GM wheat is an obstacle there.
Yeah, well, of GM generally, you know, and so that's something we have all to work together to explain, you know, of the benefit, because people always see the risk. Actually, there is no demonstrated risk for GM after hundreds of studies, but still it's difficult to convince people about it. But so we have to explain that and explain as well the benefit of having that. I think in some example, there was a transgenic papaya that was, you know, attacked by a virus. The only way to save the whole papaya production was to have a transgenic papaya, and that was much easier to explain, actually, you know, in this case. So I think we need to have good cases as well for GM that people see a benefit. And I think one of the difficulties as well, the disconnection that people have between their interest and agriculture interest. So they have no problem with GM for health care, because there is GM everywhere. People are eating GM every day because for curing themselves, you know. But for agriculture, they have more this difficulty. So we have continuing to explain that, you know, that agriculture is at the heart of everything, at the beginning of the food chain, and we need as well all the solutions there, including GM.